Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
So open a pack, give them a smell,
then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome to you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Miss Peggy Lee. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present that famous hero of the Old West, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. I'm glad you remembered I was a hero of the Old West. I shot it out with plenty of rustlers in my day.
Easy now. Steady, boy. When I said you were the hero of the Old West, I was referring back to the days when you were such a hit as a singer at the Coconut Grove.
Well, I shot it out with many a rustler. Right in the Coconut Grove. Ken, I don't think we should stand here, though, yakking about the Coconut Grove in the old days when we have the star of the current show of the Coconut Grove right here. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi. Hi, boys.
Move right in here, Peg.
I'm moving.
Give her room, Ken.
Peggy, I caught your show at the Coconut Grove the other night. Really great.
Oh, this girl's got it. Got it.
Thank you. Say, Ken, did you hear about the telegram Bing sent me on my opening night?
Oh, no. What'd he say?
Just a little wired with nothing important.
Oh, come on. What'd it say, Peg?
Well, I have it right here. It says, Peggy Lee, Coconut Grove. I left there rather hurriedly in 1930. Would you please pick up my laundry?
Bing, when you send someone a wire on opening night, you're supposed to wire congratulations and good luck. Of course, it's none of my business.
You're right, Ken. It is none of your business. Get my laundry, Peggy?
Yes, I put it in your dressing room.
How much do I owe you?
18 cents.
I thought I left two shirts there. Well,
oh, say, by the way, Bing, huh? The laundryman said to tell you that your shirt needs repairing.
It does? Why?
Well, he dropped a cigarette on it and the celluloid collar went up in smoke.
Well, if it wasn't a Chesterfield, I'll sue him.
Oh, he told me to be sure to tell you it was a Chesterfield.
Well, that's all right, then. He's for Peg, now that we've got all our business taken care of, what do you say we get on with our opening number, that little affair called the Bushel and a Peck?
I'm ready.
A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck and a...
A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck.
A hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep.
About you, about you, about you, I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do. Do 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 do
do do. Oh, I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck. Though you make my heart a wreck.
Oh yes, you make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess. Make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness.
About you, about you, about you, about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do. Do 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 do. Love each other, a bushel and a peck.
And it beats me all to heck. Yes, it beats me all to heck. I'll ever tend the farm.
Don't ever tend the farm when you ought to keep your arm.
How about you?
Yes, about me.
'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
A bushel and a peck.
A hug around the neck.
A do 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 do
You bet your pretty neck I do.
Very good, Bing and Peggy.
Any day now, Paramount is going to cut loose a little musical film called Mr. Music. The following is one of the ditties from this pandiscate.
You have to follow your dreams till they all come true. Look around when the moon, and you'll be home.
You'll be home.
You have to follow your heart, and it may be far. Then just ask where you are, and you'll be home.
You'll be home.
There'll always be meadows yonder, greener clover than those you wander right over. That shining castle you see on a distant shore, go and knock on the door, and you'll be home. Look around when they do,
and you'll be home. You have to follow your heart, and it may be far.
Then just ask where you are, and you'll be home. There'll always be meadows yonder, with greener clover than those you'll wander right over. That shining castle you see on a distant door, go and knock on the door, and you'll be home.
No more to roam.
Knock on the door and you'll be home.
Now, folks, Peggy Lee is playing. The Duchess Peggy Lee is going to sing the current hit called Orange Colored Sky. Are you ready to slam bang an alakazam, Peg?
Oh, yes, I feel
You should be very holding on the gate. Miss Lee, Orange Colored Sky.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky, flash, bang, out of the van, wonderful news came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of an orange-colored view, a flash, bang, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Ceiling fell in and the bottle fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout. I've been hit.
This is it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. A flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Then the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started a shout, I've been hit.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it. This is it. I-T-S.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. A flash. Bam! Out of a van, out of an orange color, purple stripe.
Jolly. Now please stand by, will you, honey, while I bring on our next guest of the evening, fine, handsome, two-fisted man, whom the boys, the girls, and the grown-ups of this country have put on a high pedestal. And justly so, because he stands out as a symbol of clean living, honor, fair play, and good behavior. Hoppy, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Bing.
Haven't seen you in quite some time, Hoppy. How are things going with you, anyway?
Oh, I can't complain.
He can't, folks.
And he can't either, folks.
I was going to tell you something, Bill, right now, that everybody around our house, you know what they've done? They've latched right onto that new item of yours. We're all using Hopalong Cassidy soap.
Really? Well, I want to tell you something, Bing.
Come in.
Everybody around our house is using Minute Maid fresh frozen orange juice.
Well, we're even. You got your Chesterfield Christmas cartons bought, Hop?
Yep.
Well,
but
you're
Bing,
you're on.
I'm glad to hear you all like my soap around your house. Golly, those four boys of yours must use a lot of it.
Well, they could use more, and they could use it more often. Say, you know something else, Bill? On account of you, you know what happened? Dixie has thrown away all of her perfume atomizers.
What for?
Well, she's squirting her perfume on with Hopalong Castor Pistol.
Well, that's wonderful.
What other items you got, Bill, besides the soap? What do you got that's new this year, huh?
Well, we have Hopalong Cassidy toothbrushes and Hopalong Cassidy toothpaste for the kids.
Say, when are you coming out with Hopalong Cassidy teeth for the older folks?
Well, I thought of that, Bing, but I hated to change my name to Painless Cassidy.
Might be an idea, though. Painless Cassidy, your friendly credit cowboy. Bill, there's one item you got out that I really go for. That's those Hopalong Cassidy pajamas.
Bing, how can you wear those pajamas?
Well, someone gave Gary a pair. He's too big for them, so...
I got them.
Well, as long as you have Hopalong Cassidy pajamas, you might as well get yourself a Hopalong Cassidy bed.
You're kidding. Hopalong Cassidy bed? I thought all good cowboys slept on the ground.
I did before all this happened.
I could tell you this couldn't have happened to a nicer fella. Right?
Thank you, Bing.
Say, Hoppy, what do you say we have a little Western play? We've got to have a Western play for the folks here.
Huh? That's fine with me, Bing.
Carp, Ken, how about setting the scene?
Oh, gladly. Yes, I'll give it. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present a drama of the Old West entitled Smoking Guns, or Guns That Smoke Milder, Shoot Milder. The scene is the dirty, rough, tough frontier town known as The Thing, Nevada.
Oh, this must be a vicious village, huh?
During a play, Hopalong Cassidy rides his famous white horse, Topper. Miss Peggy Lee rides a beautiful chestnut mare. And Mr. Crosby rides the mobile gas flying red horse.
I got a notion to drill you, Carpenter.
Our scene opens in the beautiful, newly decorated Gopher Hole Hotel, which is run by Miss Peggy Lee. Overture, Mr. Topper.
Living horse, if I've ever. Open the door so I can come in. You stop taking bows and you can let it open. Did he open the door? Give me an open door, nice open door.
Morning, ma'am.
Morning, stranger. Welcome to the Gopher Hole Hotel.
My name is Ace Crosby, ma'am. You got a vacant room here at the Gopher Hole?
Yes, sir. And believe me, it's a pleasure to have an ace in the hole.
Oh, good. Man, this must be a tough burg. What's them arrows in the wall? Indians been here?
No, they point the way to the bathroom.
What do they think of next?
Bathroom.
What?
Here's your key, Ace. Room 21 on the second floor.
Fine. Did you send the bellboy up from the laundry?
Sorry, we don't have a bellboy. Should I come up?
Okay, but bring some White Rock with you.
You know, Ace?
What?
You're different from most of the fine, upright, bashful, honorable men in this town.
Mm-hmm.
You're a heel.
Well, you're mighty attractive yourself, girl.
Morning, Miss Peggy.
Morning, Hopalong.
Hopalong. Well, I'll be moseying upstairs.
Just a minute there, stranger. Your name's Crosby, ain't it?
For what?
You're not fooling me any, stranger. You're Itchy Fingers Crosby, and if I catch you reaching for anything around this town, I'm going to cure your itch.
Well, you ain't scaring me none, Cassidy. Some people might think you're tough, but I don't. I'm staying in this town just as long as I feel like it.
How long is that?
Happens I'm leaving immediately.
You better leave, partner. I know for a fact that you're the worst thief ever hit the Nevada Territory. And if you aren't out of here by sundown, I'm going to run you out.
Gene Autry. John Wayne. Roy Rogers.
I'll thank you not to use that language in front of Miss Peggy.
Lone Ranger.
That'll be enough of that. I'll get going and get going fast. Because if you don't get going, I'll get going. And when I get going, brother, you're gone.
All right, I'll get going, but this ain't the last of this. You'll hear from me, Cassidy.
I will, eh?
Yes, I'm sending you a Christmas card.
And so, Itchy Fingers Crosby left town, but later that night he sneaked back. And we now find that he's forced his way into the First National Bank and is now kneeling in front of the safe. But Hopalong Cassidy had a premonition that Crosby would return, and he and Miss Peggy are also in the bank, kneeling behind the safe. We now see Crosby, in the flickering light of a lantern, sitting in front of the safe, cracking walnuts.
I'm just a limbering up. As soon as I get these walnuts cracked, I'm going to crack this here safe. Pat, might as well shoot the lock off. Get into the green stuff. Golly, that was easier than opening a charge account at Leo Sunshine Fonerose.
All right, Crosby, I got you covered. Reach for the sky.
Well, in that event, Casty, I may as well let you in on a little secret. I'm not a crook.
No?
I'm Buckskin Crosby, the famous United States Marshal.
No!
Yes, and I blew that safe to get valuable evidence against the president of this bank.
Well, I'm mighty glad to know you, Buckskin.
Likewise.
Me too, Buckskin.
You know, Miss Peggy, ever since I met you this morning, I had a hankering, huh? I just had a downright hankering for you. Golly, I'd like to do something about it.
Okay, Marshal, what's your plan?
Well, kind of personal between you and me. I thought maybe we might get hitched, but I don't like to propose in front of Hoppy.
Okay, I'll mosey along. The best of luck to you, Buckskin, and Miss Peggy.
Thanks, Hoppy.
Shake the sagebrush, and we get on to one of this year's big Christmas tunes, written by Livingston and Evans. Peggy, how about you taking a piece of this? You know this song?
Sure, Marshal. What's your plan?
Oh, now. You're stuck on a gag. You won't try to do it. Gag theater, we'll call you. Well, you take a little, and I'll take a little, and Mr. Hope will be very happy, because this is from his forthcoming picture, The Lemon Drop Kid.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Hear the snow crash, hear the kid rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus,
silver bells,
is busy now because
it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Peggy, believe me, the fact that we sang Silver Bells will make Hope really happy.
Oh, Bob's happy all the time.
Well, he's slap happy, isn't
he? Irving Berlin's great song. Definitely a must this time of the year, I guess. I'm dreaming of a while. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. The ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten
and children listen to with every Christmas card I write.
does it for tonight. My thanks, my deepest thanks to Hopalong Cassidy and to Peggy Lee for joining us.
That was a lot of fun, Bing, and I'm sure sorry I had to be so tough with you.
Well, I guess I had it coming. For a while there, it looked like I was a bad guy.
Who's going to get tough with you next week, Bing, huh?
Next week, Peggy, we hope to have rather a serene interlude, a very smooth, happy interlude, because we're doing our Christmas show, and our guests will be four little angels named Gary, Dennis, Philip, and Lindsay Crosby. Four little cherubim.
Bing, I can remember when the time when those four little angels let the air out of all four of my tires.
Oh, yeah, but that was before you was hoppy.
Hey, Bing, I heard the Christmas record you have out with your four boys. Are you going to do some of those tunes next week?
Oh, sure, Peggy. And besides that, Gary and I have worked out this endless rehearsals. We've worked out a flashy arrangement of Jingle Bells. It's all ready to go. Well, come on, Hoppy. Let's mosey across the street, and I'll go to Bob Cobb's Brown Derby there and have a sarsaparilla.
Okay.
I think I'll have a gunpowder float in mine, will you? Join us, Peggy.
Sure will, Buckskin.
Well, then, let's go. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. That's the best cigarette for you to smoke.